Welcome to CrimeWire, the place for information, news, and most importantly, justice. Our interactive website is www.crimewiresite.com. You can call in any time during the show. The number is 1-646-478-0982. And remember, you can participate in tonight's show simply by going to the live interactive chat room here on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight is a very special night for me. I would like to introduce, at this point, I would like to introduce Dennis N. Griffin. Hi, Denny.
Well, hi, Kim. How are you doing, kid?
I am doing fantastic. I've got a little bit of an announcement to make, so I think I'll just make it now. Denny is passing me the torch, so to speak, to host the CrimeWire show. To know that he has the confidence and faith in me to take the reins and bring CrimeWire into the future means a lot to me, and I take it very serious. I've worked with Denny helping families find justice for their loved ones for many years. I call him the boss. He calls me the grasshopper. Of course, you have to say it like this. You have to say grasshopper. And this is because he is a mentor to me, always teaching me, giving me support and guidance. I consider Denny and his wife Faith as part of my family. But here's the good news. Denny will occasionally join me on CrimeWire. That's right. Just like a bad penny, he shows up again. As far as the future of CrimeWire, statement analyst Peter Hyatt and I will host the show on alternating weeks. Peter will bring CrimeWire listeners up to date on the latest developments on cases making news and dissect the behaviors and statements of the parties involved. On my first show of the month, I'm pleased to announce that Kenny Gerrals will be joining me from time to time as my co-host. For the past 3.5 years, Kenny has been helping Dan and Jill Harrington keep their daughter Morgan's story in the media. Through his efforts, her tragic abduction and murder were profiled on America's Most Wanted and The Nancy Grace Show. He is a graduate and current employee of Virginia Tech University, the same college Morgan was attending at the time of her death. Kenny is also involved with the Help Save the Next Girl campaign. And that website is www.helpsavethenextgirl.com, founded by Dan and Jill Harrington. He also travels the state of Virginia explaining and promoting that program. Kenny is licensed with the Department of Criminal Justice. And as for the future of CrimeWire, we will stay true to the original approach of helping families bring more attention to cases involved in cases of unsolved homicides, missing persons, intimate partner violence, and other crime-related stories. And, of course, on my last show of every month, I'll be joined by psychic medium Karen Storstein to try to find answers to your unsolved homicide, suspicious death, or missing person case, or help connect you with your loved ones who have passed on. For those of you who aren't familiar with Karen and her work, please visit her site at www.karensinsight.com. And I just want to say thanks to all of you who have been faithful followers of the CrimeWire show over the years, and I look forward to continuing that relationship with you in the future. Did anybody notice that I was reading that, or did it sound like it was off the cuff? Ha ha, I'm kidding. Yeah. And tonight, also joining Denny and myself are Jean Cervantes from Citizens Against Homicide, Delilah Jones from Imagine Publicity, and author Paul Scharf. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
Jean, I'm going to pick on you first.
Okay.
So, what has your time like? What has your time been like here with Denny and the CrimeWire outfit?
Well, just delightful. Denny will have to, I guess, help. Well, maybe I can remember all the dates. I do remember meeting with Denny, my wife and I. Shelley First met Denny in Turlock, California. He was down with Faith to attend a victims' rights conference or program at in Merced. And we were in the Sacramento at the Capitol, in March on the Capitol. And when it was over, we drove down to Turlock and met him. Denny wanted to meet us, and we wanted to meet him at the same time. And he called and wanted to discuss the possibility of the two organizations kind of partnering up, forming a partnership. And needless to say, we were more than happy to say yes, and we presented several cases over the years on CrimeWire, how successful the presentation was in getting the word out that there's an unsolved homicide in a particular city, and how many were solved. We'll never know, because law enforcement routinely doesn't share that information. Says thanks to such and such blog talk radio show, CrimeWire blog talk radio helped us. No, they want all the credit themselves, as Denny would know. And anyway, we met Denny and his wife Faith, and needless to say, we had I believe. In no uncertain terms, that the friendship developed and continues to be extremely positive. And Denny's personality, and he always has a kind word to say. He's always...
Well, that's very, very true.
Well, and I don't know if you were involved I thought it was a practical joke when he said he was an ordained minister now.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Anyway, he's not.
Joking. He is. And guess who followed suit on that?
Who?
Yours truly here. Yours truly.
You're kidding.
No. No, of course not. I had to do it myself. It was quite the experience. But yeah.
Well, yeah, speaking of experience, we had the experience of going on a cruise with Denny, my wife Shelley, my daughter Erin, who's also a consultant with Citizens Against Homicide, and Jan Miller, our co-founder and president. And it was during Halloween week, 2011, and we had a delightful time. I mean, just a wonderful time. Just the camaraderie and the networking that we were able to do, the brainstorming, came up with ideas, how Citizens Against Homicide and CrimeWire could move forward, get into the fields like internet, that type of thing, to spread the word and help bring, like you just said earlier, justice for families who've experienced either homicide, domestic violence, just general crime in their family. And he, believe it or not, planted the seed for our conference that we had in Las Vegas just 2 months, well, April, about a month ago.
In April, it was
And he also gave us the in to, or how to get a hold of Bill Cosby's people. And Bill Cosby was our keynote speaker. Just a tremendous lead
wonderful.
That came from Denny.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah,
we're so happy. But just as important, he was the avenue in which we met on the phone, of course. You, Kim, and of course, Susan Murphy Milano, who passed away. We also had, Vito Colucci was another one, Bill Sullivan. There are just, and I hope I don't offend anybody by leaving some names out, but there were so many people that we were able to meet and on the phone.
On the phone, anyway.
Yeah, and anyway, we just had a great, great cruise. And I'll always be thankful to Denny for that suggestion, as well as knowing that he's going to be moving on to other things and leaving the keys to the show with you, Kim. I'm sure that
Thank
it's going to be a successful show.
Successful
as when Denny was... the key host.
Right.
And to that,
when I meet you in person, I know we'll be like just as fast friends as we are now, you and Shelley. You know?
Yes. And Denny, thank you for everything, and you know, good luck in whatever you're going to be doing. And we'll keep in contact, of course, and when we go to Vegas, we'll give you a buzz.
Absolutely, Gene, and it's really been a pleasure working with you and CAH, and of course Shelley, and sometime I'll tell the ASP story. probably not today.
No, that's fodder for another discussion.
Fodder. That came about on the cruise Gene was talking about. And yes, it's been very nice. Thank you so much, Gene.
Thank you, Gene.
Okay, thank you.
And
guys,
I invite you to stay on and listen and participate further.
Okay, I sure will.
Okay.
Got a doctor's appointment. Got to go for a sleep study. So
I might
have to sneak out a little, in about 20 minutes.
Well, that's 15. Okay, hon. That's
okay.
Fine. And you know who I'd like to introduce now is Delilah Jones, our wonderful public relations team. She heads it up at imaginepublicity.com. Delilah, welcome.
Thank you. And hi, Denny.
Hello, Dee.
You know, I remember, and here we go down memory lane, I guess we'll all come up with our own memories. Where were you when you first met Denny Griffith? I've never met you, so... That's still to come. We're looking to the crystal ball for that one. But the way I came about knowing you and knowing who you are, I remember back several years ago when you started, actually probably with the same Blog Talk Radio account, you were doing a show where you had authors on. And a lot of the authors were unknown to anybody publicly, but they were into writing their books, writing about true crime or writing about their stories and their experiences. And you were so kind to give them that platform to tell about their books and to tell about their stories. And so that was a long time ago. That was way before CrimeWire came about. So then moving into CrimeWire, of course, you and Susan kind of lit the spark there and got it going. And I guess that's where, everyone involved in CrimeWire really became a lot closer. Friendships were formed and deep friendships. I know Susan thought absolutely the world of you. Absolutely.
And the feeling was very mutual.
You guys just made such a brilliant pair on air, on the phone, wherever. The way you were able to bounce things off of each other. I mean, not that I listened in on phone calls, but I would hear about it afterwards. Well, Denny said this or Denny said that. So, she respected you very, very much and all that you did and all that you were able to do. I think... to me, the most important thing that you were able to bring to the table with CrimeWire as a show and as it will go on in the future is presenting those cases for the families. It was all about the families, all about the, getting that information out there. And as you know, most of the cases that you brought to the show, nobody had ever heard about. Media wasn't giving them any attention. And between, you know, you, Susan, and the whole crew at CrimeWire, we had a lot of movement in a lot of cases.
Very, very much so. And you mentioned my first blog talk show was the, I think I called it Meet the Author. And
yeah.
I concentrated on new authors because the people with the name recognition didn't need my help. But the people that had were in the same shoes I had walked in really appreciated a chance to get their name out there. Because I'll tell you, when you're a new author, you have no track record, no name recognition as an author, and you'd... maybe isn't a good choice of words, but you'd kill to get some ink and the, you know, a chance to get some publicity or some either electronic or print media. And I thought it was a good thing to offer people in that position an opportunity to get their name out and tell a little bit about their book and so forth. And that same principle, I think, applied to CrimeWire. You had all these families, and let's face it, unless the homicide is some really bizarre situation, it's probably not going to get much past local coverage. Sure, the local TV and radio will have something on about it in the local newspaper, but if you want to really get the word out on a national basis, you're not going to interest the big media, the national media, if it's what you might call a routine homicide. So those families, of the families of the victims, were going through some very rough times trying to keep the story alive. They had these cold cases. Either the police had appeared at least to have given up more or less on the investigation. There had been no progress or no progress reports in months or sometimes years. And they were trying desperately to keep the victim's name out there in the hopes that someone would hear about the story and think, oh, yeah, geez, you know, I did see something that night, or I know somebody who might have seen something, or I know somebody who might know something. And also maybe keep a little tad of pressure on the authorities not to drop the ball. And I really, when we talk about CrimeWire, I said, this is a venue or a platform we can use. And it was all free. So, I mean, people didn't have to pay to come on or anything. It wasn't that kind of a deal. And without the commercials, when we had a profile to segment, be it a half hour or sometimes a full hour show, you got the full half hour or hour, because there were no interruptions for commercial breaks or anything. So I thought it was a great idea when Susan and I talked about it, and others, you know, Dee and Kim, I mean, everybody who was involved in brainstorming the thing. I thought it was a great idea then. I think it's a great idea today.
Well, it is, because just like you say, and do you realize so many of the cases that you profiled on CrimeWire, it wasn't too long before national media picked up on them. Susan always swore Nancy Grace and her people listened to the show every time, because it's like, you know, you guys would bring the case to the airwaves. She would blog and we'd put them on other shows, and then bingo, national media picked up on it. Whether it was circumstance or whether it all just happened that way, never know, but it doesn't matter. But I totally agree with everything you said. It's been, and it's, is and will be a great place to start the fire. I always called Susan the fire starter because she was so good at it. And, you know, someone else picked up the ball, and that's good.
Dee, if I might say, well, first of all, you mentioned earlier that Susan and I work well together, and I think every so often, rather infrequently, but periodically, you meet someone that you just have a good chemistry, and you're able to work together in a smooth manner and get the job done. And Susan and I each had our own, I think, strong points. And Susan, like you said, the fire starter. I mean, she was, well, she always told me, pretend you got a jumping bean under your seat, you know, no dead air. And I'll always remember those words. But we did have the chemistry, and we both shared the same goals. And you know what I believe, too, is that obviously with all the cases we profiled, how many of them were solved or there was a killer arrested? You know, I mean, that percentage probably isn't great. But some of the cases did make progress, as you said, after we had profiled the show. Progress in the sense of getting other attention, other coverage, or the police suddenly showed a renewed interest in the case. And even in the cases where we weren't able to generate any new information or new leads, I will always feel good in the sense that at least the families of the victims felt that somebody took the time to give them the platform to talk about their loved one.
And that's so important. It really is so important for these families to know that somebody they've never met before really takes an interest in their case. You know, there again, we can't solve all the cases. It's not going to happen. We can't make that promise. But, you know, we'll put you on the air, do your thing, and you never know where that next clue is going to come from. And
exactly.
It's so meaningful to so many people. And there again, I know several friendships over the years that you and Susan and several of us have made with those families. And we continue to keep up with the case. You know, there's not we can do, but it's important to them and it's important to us.
Yes, and, you know, in addition to Gene, for example, and the Citizens Against Homicide folks, we've met and had, or still have, as consultants to CrimeWire, a number of great people. We've got Donna Pendergast, a great homicide prosecutor. We've got Bill Sullivan, forensic expert, forensic scientist, investigator. Ann Bremner is at our disposal, if you will, or has worked with us on different cases and has been a co-host, I believe, once or twice. So, and I don't want to leave anybody out, Peter Hyatt. Peter Hyatt initially came on the show as a guest to talk, you know, do what he does, which is statement analysis, and talk about that. And now he's been co-hosting the show on alternate weeks and drawing a great audience and presenting some great cases. So we made a lot of not only professional relationships, but met a lot of nice people. These are all nice people. And everybody's doing this for free. I mean, nobody's got their hand out saying, oh, yeah, well, I'll take a look at this, or I'll take a look at this statement, or I'll take a look at this evidence. And, you know, but I got to have, you know, $1,000 front money or that type of thing. This is all people doing what they do for what I consider the right reason. They want to help.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's kind of where we kind of came in, Denny. I had to take a call, so I didn't hear the lead up to that. But I do remember when I had my show on Blog Talk, and we met in what was it, Justice 13 or 13th Juror or something?
Juror 13.
And yeah. They did remarkable, and we met. They had a meeting, It was all online, and you asked me to come on board with you, and I was so thrilled. I was just so thrilled. It was like my brush with greatness, and and we started. What was I can't think of the show. What was it called, Denny? See, you can't think of it either, so
I can't think of it either.
but then Susan came on board, and CrimeWire was born. And
was it the Griffin Chronicles, maybe?
The Griffin Chronicles.
Yeah.
The Griffin / Grasshopper Chronicles.
Grasshopper.
Yes, that was it. But anyway, you just I met you. And we spent time in Las Vegas, and it was wonderful. And I can't say enough. Can't say enough.
Yes, the grasshopper entered the land of organized crime.
Yes, she did. And she was glad to land there, let me tell you. That was quite fun, because we do have a lot of interests in common. Yes. Definitely with the organized crime, the Old West, whatever, you know, we have a lot of mutual interests. So, it's just been great, Denny. You're just the best boss in the whole world.
Well, thank you. And you're an excellent, excellent student.
Yeah, I'm an excellent grasshopper.
An excellent grasshopper.
Yeah. And of course, Faith is absolutely fantastic. Of course, she puts up with you, so you know what can you do? Oh, now this is not going to turn into a roast. So, oh, I love her too so much. Well, let's see, who else do we have in our lineup here? Hey, Paul. We have Paul Scharf, author Paul Scharf, who just published his newest book, Murder in McHenry, A Son's Pursuit of Justice. Now, this is so interesting. Wonderful book. I haven't gotten through it all yet. I just got my copy not that long ago. It's fresh off the press. But, Paul, before I introduce you, I'd love to read the dedication because it just struck me. So, Paul's dedication. This book is dedicated to my father, Ron Scharf, who was taken much too soon. 1 month and 2 days from his 37th birthday, although your time on earth was short, I am very appreciative of the many memories of you, Dad. I often wonder what life would be like if it wasn't for that day. Who would I be? What might I have become? I'd like to think that a part of you will forever walk this earth as you are alive, not only in my heartbeat, but my smile, my mannerisms, my thought, and emotion. I will not surrender the part of you that remains part of this world until my time comes to leave this place. I'm sorry I get a little choked up when I read that. Welcome, Paul.
Hi. How is everybody?
We're good.
Great. Paul's in the house.
I'm in the house. I'm in the house because Denny's in the house.
That's true.
And,
hiya, Paul.
How you doing, Denny?
Good.
Well, let's go ahead and let's start our story. So, Denny, bottom line, he changed my life. You know, he added a whole new spectrum to my life. And it goes back to Denny writing books. And he wrote a book of a former gangster who turned government witness named Frank Colada. Frank Colada was a mobster that worked for Tony Spilotro, as seen in the movie Casino. And one of the references to that movie was a group called the Hole in the Wall Gang. And that was Frank's crew that would go ahead and break in and do burglaries. And the way that they would break into buildings, they would go through walls or through roofs because back in the 70s and stuff, there was no alarm systems that had motion detectors and things like that. They would go ahead and put tape around the windows, tape around the door. So to bypass it, these guys would punch holes in the wall. Well, in that book, telling Frank's story, there was a murder, and that murder happened to be my father's unsolved murder 27 years previous. So my journey began when I found out that information to reach out to the publisher and in return reach out to Denny and go ahead and discuss, you know, what happened, how he got that information and whatnot. And it turned out that we really kind of had a wild ride to justice. And you think just having that information available to me would be enough. But that was just the preamble of me and Denny's relationship. We knew that I came from McHenry County, and we knew that the government of McHenry County, and particularly the law enforcement, wasn't exactly on the up and up. So we were unsure about how it was that they were going to go ahead and handle this information of who killed my father. And in the book Colada, it named Larry Newman as the killer of my father, who is part of Frank's Hole in the Wall gang. And Larry had told Frank that he killed my father. And then when Frank turned government witness, he told the FBI, and the FBI told McHenry who had killed my father. But unfortunately, it turned out that the McHenry County Sheriff's Department was in the hands or in the pocket of the Chicago Outfit or the Chicago Mob. So that was the reason why the case went cold for 27 years. So we were unsure how they were going to handle this information that we had. So what we did is we just started promoting the story. And, and it wasn't long, you know, a few emails going back and forth, a couple phone calls back and forth, that, you know, I don't know if I was Denny's sidekick or if he was my sidekick, but we worked together in creating awareness for my father's story. And in doing so, we were able to go ahead and get Larry Newman named under exceptional status, because the man died in prison, as the murderer of my father. So it was, it was a wild ride. I'm not sure that we always knew what we were doing. A lot of it was trial by error, but every step was given forward. Was done so in a way to go ahead and get Larry Newman named as the killer of my father. And it took us about 9 months or so, but that's what we did. And I did that with the help of Denny. And I can say thank you, and I have said thank you, but I'll never be able to repay Denny for what he's done for me personally, for what he's done for my family, for what he's done for the Freeman family, because my father was killed also with his employee, Patricia Freeman. And just... everything means so much to me. I mean, even now to this day, I wrote a book about this story. And if it wasn't for Denny, I wouldn't have had my co-author, Keith Pettinger, to help me out with that. So I'm forever grateful to you, Denny. I will never be able to repay you. All I can tell you is I will always be the best man that I can be for you. And I'll do that forever as long as we both shall live.
Well, thank you, Paul. I wanted to mention that, and Paul, you can correct me if my memory is a little foggy here, but after we first talked by phone and email, that was, I believe, before Crime Wire and Susan Murphy Milano, who you became my Crime Wire partner, had her own show, and you were on booked as a guest on that show, weren't you?
Yeah, I was kind of quiet over here because I wasn't being introduced yet, so I think your show is Las Vegas and the Mob, or at least that was
okay.
The show that we did. And
okay.
The show that I went on with Susan Murphy Milano was Justice Interrupted with Susan Murphy Milano, Stacey Dietrich, and Robin Sachs.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, so and Susan, it happened, was a Chicago native, so she really could relate to that whole, you know, McHenry County thing and the political situation and corruption and all that kind of stuff that unfortunately, at least back then, existed in those areas. And Frank Coatta, now here's a guy that's, you know, he's gone legit. He went through witness protection and went legitimate afterward. And he even agreed to do what he could to help Paul with getting the story out, and including be re-interviewed by the McHenry County people, the current crop of McHenry County people. So it was kind of a team effort. We had a lot of people, well, let me say several people, all working for the same goal to try to get this case resolved.
We absolutely did. We had Frank Collada, his former FBI debriefer, FBI agent Dennis Arnoldy. We had the Carol Marine, who is a big time news reporter for Channel 5, NBC Chicago, back in Chicago. But you were the nucleus in all these things. You were in the middle, and you were help facilitating all that stuff. And, none of this could have been done without you, you know, and I will never forget that. You mean the world to me, Denny. I mean, simply put, you mean the world to me.
Well, thank you, Paul. We've developed a nice personal relationship through the months and years now since this first came about. So, as I was saying earlier, I met a lot of great professional people in this Crime Wire environment, and also some very nice people personally with personal relationships, and certainly Paul is right there on that list.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Kim, are you there, Kim?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, I was just going to say that Paul, you didn't get to meet Paul. Paul came to Vegas, too, but he wasn't here at the same time you were. Am I correct? You've never met Paul personally?
Yes. No, I have not. We have not met personally, but we've connected, let me tell you.
Absolutely.
You know, but, yeah, he was supposed to be in Vegas when I was there, and he wasn't. What can I say?
Well, we'll try to make that up for MobCon.
I know,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but
I am so excited
for
that.
I made a lot of new friends through Denny.
Oh, yeah.
I really have.
Oh, yeah. Now, Paul, I have to ask you, I maybe shouldn't bring this up right now, but Bears or Cowboys? You've got to tell me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's Bears. That's
oh,
a
okay,
That will not change. That wasn't a struggle whatsoever.
Oh, thank God. Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, Bears fan forever.
Hey, Grasshopper.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Paul just mentioned MobCon, if I can do a little shameless promotion here.
Oh, please.
One of the reasons that I'm having less time to devote to CrimeWire is I've become involved in, so in addition to my book writing, I've got three major projects I'm working on now with books that are very time consuming, and there's time requirements there. And I'm also doing some work, consulting type work, with some organized crime related businesses. And one of the things that's going to be happening September 7th and 8th here in Vegas at the Palace Station Hotel and Casino is the first ever MobCon, Mob-Con. And the website, by the way, is www.mob-con.net. And we're assembling a group of former mobsters, former law enforcement, true crime writers, some people from the entertainment industry, and we're going to have them all together for this two-day convention or conference at the Palace Station. And it's really going to be fun. I mean, we're getting some great people. It's going to be some fascinating stories, and there will be some parties and social events and so on. So it's going to be a real fun thing, and I can't wait to have it happen, because it's going to be just some great people there. And if you ever want to know anything about the mob, it's going to be a perfect chance to interact with these guys and have a chance to ask them questions. And, of course, like I say, true crime writers and historians, and some people from the movie Casino. Unfortunately, it's not De Niro and Pesci. It's not the or Sharon Stone, but people that were involved in the movie. So it's going to be quite a thing. And if anybody has an interest in organized crime history and so on, it would be a nice thing for you to attend. Again, the website's www.mob-con.net. Okay, thanks for a chance for the plug.
Well, Denny, right now I would like to introduce Karen Storstein, who joins us once a month on Crime Wire, and she is fantastic. We have her at, oh gosh, Karen. Well, welcome, Karen. You can tell me your website. I don't have it up right now. Welcome, Karen.
Hello. Hello, Denny.
Hello, everyone. Hello, wonderful Karen. People. Oh, okay. Karen'sInsight.com.
Yes, and it's been so fun to hear. I've been curious about the, Denny, how you met all of these wonderful friends, and so it's been fun for me to listen in, because I'm a newer friend of yours.
Yes.
But you know, Denny, I will say that right off the bat, when I got off the phone with you the first time we spoke, I said, you know, I think he's going to be my new teammate. and here we
wow.
are. You know, you're leaving
oh.
me.
Well, I won't be far away.
No, I know, and I know that you know, following as you pursue your new endeavors, I know that we're going to remain friends, and you've already been so helpful to me.
Well, thank you, Karen. It's been my pleasure, and I'm very glad we had the chance to become acquainted and develop a nice working relationship. It's been fun, and I've really enjoyed the monthly shows we've been doing here on Blog Talk.
Well, me too. And so one of the things that Kim had asked of me, she said, she called me last week and she said, Karen, what do you think about tuning in and reading into Denny's future? How do you feel about that one, Denny?
Ruh-roh.
I replied to Kim, I said, do you think Denny would appreciate that?
and of course, I had to call Faith, and so I blame it all on Faith, because she said, of course, he would love it. You know.
Denny, it's good news, and I, just for people who don't know me, I'm a psychotherapist and do some management consulting too. And for some of the shows that we've done in the past, I've been using my medium abilities to connect with people who have passed, and certainly the people who have been murdered are the ones who often give me accurate information. And and I'm telepathic, so I'm tuning into people here, the murderer, in law enforcement sometimes to get clarity about the whole picture. And for you, Denny, one of the things that I thought, okay, if we're talking about the future and precognition is, you know, reading into the future. And by the way, for people who are wondering how this works, Einstein told us that the difference between past, present, and future is a stubbornly persistent illusion, which is often why when we're thinking of someone, they call us, because we're all precognitive. But you, I thought, well, reading into the future, I like to go to divine guidance. And so, you know how you, I noticed that one of your taglines on your last show is, we know a guy.
Uh-huh.
And Denny, when I tuned into you, to your future, I thought, boy, you do know a guy. You know several guys upstairs, and you know the big chief. And then I heard at the beginning of the show that you're an ordained minister, and I thought, well, no wonder it was so easy to have this connection with divine guidance around you. So that makes three of us, three ministers here on the phone. But
oh wow!
Yes. So, Denny, can I tell you what I got? Because I tuned into this earlier today, and I got some good messages. So can I tell you what I got?
Absolutely.
Tell you what I received? So put your seatbelt on, Denny. Because,
okay.
Because the first thing that I heard is Denny's baking himself. And and so how I read that, because the people who have heard me before, you know how sometimes we hear divine guidance is metaphorical. So I think, Denny, that means that you're cooking. And I also heard that you're going to be a lead singer in a rock band.
Huh?
So what I get from that is that you're playing your music. You know what I mean? Like, music has a very high energy, and you're playing your music, and you're working with other rockers, so to speak. And then I said, well, where is Denny headed? And then I heard Long Bath. And you can't get in trouble there, Denny. And so how I read that is that this next phase of your life is a metaphor for being more relaxed and at the same time raising the bar. And, you know, sometimes we think we have to work so much harder to produce more. And actually I'm getting with you that this next phase is even, you know, a relaxing, calm time, but actually accomplishing even more than you have before. And when I look at raising the bar, I hear victories, and I asked, well, what kind of victories? And I heard shedding light on others so that they can do their work.
Okay.
And that you're such a smart person, Denny, and spirited individual, and you have so many friends, and these friends are your support structure. And going forward, all of these connections you've had, I feel, are going to be a big part on, you know, this next phase for you. And then I heard Denny makes room for himself during this time so you can see clearly. And I thought, oh, that's really kind of neat. And I was then kind of thinking, well, you're probably in this place where you have time to reflect and everything. And I said, well, where's Denny going? And then I heard Denny's going to the Windy City and headed to the Big Apple. So I can think of a lot of other places, Denny, where you might go to make room for yourself other than those two places.
Let me just tell you, Karen, that one of the projects, it's certainly not finalized by any stretch yet, but one of the things that's percolating would involve a trip to Chicago and a trip to New York.
Well, there you go. And here's better, great news here, because then I heard you're trusting your heroes. And then I saw you, Denny, actually filming there in one of those places. I think it's New York. And
uh-huh.
Yes, and when I asked about what the film is about, and again, this could be metaphorical or literal, I heard a story about an indoctrinated woman who got on a horse. And when I think of like a horse, you know, when I think of indoctrinated, I think of kind of lack of freedom or in an imprisonment of some kind, and a horse is about freedom and also courage of getting back on that horse.
Well, let me interrupt you again. A book that, in fact, I just submitted the manuscript to the publisher on Friday, and it's called, the title of the book is La Bella Mafia, and it's about a woman who was in an absolutely horrible situation and had a horrible life, who escaped that life and is now, well, she's not totally free. She has some issues, and she's, you know, doesn't appear in public and so forth. But she's rid of the problem. She's got out from under that. And there's a very good chance that this book, we hope will be out in a couple of months, will result in some filming and trips to these cities.
Oh my gosh, Denny. You know, you come from such a place of love, and, you know, because of that, you're just a magnet for success, and others are so drawn to you, and you're just, I mean, your divine guidance in expression, and you know, right after I got that, Denny, I'm so excited for you, because the fact that I got that is saying that, you know, this is all happening. You're validating it. And I just heard that this story is a blend of superheroes, including you, and that you're leading the pack, and that you're talking to divine guidance, you're reading others. And then I heard it's a universal picture. And it's right around the corner. So when I heard it's a universal picture, I thought, wow, does that mean like universal pictures could pick it up? It may be that it's universal, meaning worldwide. It also means, you know, universal, like universe in terms of spirit. But it actually could be, it may be literal, a universal picture. And then I said, what does Denny need to do to ensure that this is going to happen? And I heard you just need to squeeze tight. So hang on to it.
Okay.
And
I shall.
What?
I said, I shall do that.
Well, yes. I mean, it's all right. It's all happening. And then I heard that you embrace life to the fullest, and you're going to continue to help humanity further, and that you make it easier for law enforcement to do their job, making a contribution to human science. And really, this is about a quest you have for the dignity of humankind, which really gave me the chills. And I hear that you're going to receive an award for your work. Part of this award is also coming from your mom. You're going to make money along the way. And then I heard, Denny, and brace yourself, I heard, don't wear your undergarments on too tight.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
And what that is, Denny, is in the spirit of being, you know, naked, meaning free to be who you truly are, and I'm hearing through this process, staying true to yourself, and I believe that you will, because you're a person of integrity. But you know, of course, divine guidance always comes with a little bit of laughter. And then last, the books. Oh my gosh, your books. There's more books coming. They're selling themselves. They're falling off the shelves. And when I asked, why is it that people buy your books? And I know why I'd buy your book, but what I'm hearing is because people find themselves in your books and they trust you because you tell it like it is. And I heard you're a powerful person who has a powerful audience, and together you work symbiotically to change the world. So only great things coming your way, Denny, and also so much appreciation to remember as you do move forward everything that you've already accomplished, because as people on this call are telling you, or on this radio show are telling you, you're already a hero, and it's embracing what you've already done for humanity, and I appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much, Karen, and thank you for that good news. I'm excited.
Denny, I hope I didn't offer up too much information on air, because, you know, sometimes these, you know, I've got my TV show hopefully in the works too, and you know how we're supposed to be quiet about these things.
Yes.
So, well, I hope I didn't offer up too much. But you're going to be a person than you are. I hope you still talk to me.
I appreciate it. I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate that good news.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Karen, so much.
You're welcome.
And before we wrap up tonight's show, we do have a quick caller waiting to get on. And this is Lady Justice herself, Donna Gore. And Donna, welcome.
Yes. Hi, Kim. Hi, Denny. How are you?
Hi.
Hello, Donna.
Very good. Thank you so much for squeezing me in. I couldn't have let the hour go by without sharing a couple of thoughts, if you don't mind. Denny's show, Crime Wire, with Susan and Vito, was my indoctrination into Blog Talk Radio and the whole crime thing with Delilah's company and Susan, and I was hooked as a result of Crime Wire initially. And I heard Gene talking earlier, and he didn't tell the full story in that there were also other true crime authors on that cruise. And I have to tell you, I have had the distinct pleasure of meeting and being on a cruise with Denny and Faith and the whole gang, and we just had the time of our life, and it was wonderful. And Denny can also take credit for another planting of the seed, which is still flourishing and going on very well. And Denny, I think I know what I think you know what I'm talking about. Would you like to divulge?
No, go ahead. I'm going to turn it over to you, Donna.
Okay. Well, when we were on this cruise, we were throwing around a lot of ideas, and not only did Gene's conference come to pass, or the planted the seed for that. But we also were playing around with the idea of doing another show in the Inside Lens family, and both Susan and Denny and Faith were very supportive of doing Shattered Lives. And it was Denny, in fact, that kind of created the idea. And I'm not sure if you actually came up with the name, but as they say, the rest is history. Delilah and I have been doing the show for a year ago last February, and I'm booking shows through July and August now, and it's just wonderful, and I have to say it's such a big part of my life, and you are the reason, Denny, and I miss talking to you like I was, but you're just getting too big for your britches, so we're going to have to go on another cruise one of these days.
Donna, so we can get together. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Donna. Thanks a million.
Oh, you're welcome, and good luck with your new ventures, and please stay in touch with me, okay?
Certainly will, Donna. Thank you.
All right. You take care, and Kim, the best of luck to you. I know you're going to do a great job.
Thank you, hon. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for fitting me in. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
You betcha,
okay.
Honey.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. Denny, it's been a wild ride, boss, but I just want to thank our guests, Gene Cervantes from Citizens Against Homicide, Karen Storstein, Delilah Jones of Imagine Publicity, and author Paul Scharf. And, of course, Donna Gore, Lady Justice, for calling in. Thank you so much. It's been a wonderful ride, boss. I'm going to miss you. But
has
I know
Grasshopper, but we certainly are. We'll be in touch, and I'm hoping to see you for MobCon.
You betcha.
You and Paul.
Well, you bet, for sure.
You bet. I'll be there.
Okay, me too. Well, thanks to our public relations team at ImaginePublicity.com. Our next show will be next Tuesday with Peter Hyatt, our statement analyst expert. Tune in as we continue to analyze cases,
that wreak havoc on families looking for answers and seeking justice, and discuss crime-related topics with the experts. To hear a rebroadcast of tonight's show, go to www.crimewire.blogspot.com. Turn on the volume at your computer, and the show will automatically play. Boss, I don't know if I can fill your big shoes, but I'm going to try.
You
and until next
time, will do a fine job.
Thank you. And until next time, God bless and stay safe. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Best of luck, Jenny.
Thanks,
best
Paul.
Of luck,
thanks, Dee.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.